number first for the record. Number, sir?
042-484.
Okay, sir, you're good before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, okay? To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones coming down the line, is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, sir, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Riley, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I am going to be acting as the lead in your panel hearing this morning, okay?
Yes.
Okay, sir, I'm going to go over some information with you. After I go over that information with you, then I'm going to come back to you and have you describe what occurred and what's going on. And then if anything that I go over, sir, is unclear to you or you have a misunderstanding or you feel that is incorrect, please let me know, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Edwards, you're here before this board for a absolute discharge of the road to your next consecutive sentence. Is that right? You're here before this board for the road to your next consecutive sentence or an absolute discharge. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Russell, it's been coming to my attention, man. It's the deal that we should make a phone call, so may I interrupt and make the phone call, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to thank Mr. Neal. He wanted to call it to my attention.
I think he just came in this morning.
It's my understanding that you want to participate in the hearing today for Mr. Edwards. Am I correct?
No.
No?
No, it's not the wrong number.
Okay, this is not Ms. Punch. P-O-N-C-E.
No, this isn't the point today that I'm not participating in anything.
Okay, we just had a letter saying that the Louise Punch victim would like to participate telephonically in the Edwards' parole hearing, and so we were just making the call, so, but you don't wish to participate, am I correct, ma'am? Okay, well, if you just hold on, the hearing is just now beginning, and the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is conducting the hearing, so just hold on.
Okay.
Just one moment, yes, ma'am.
We wanted to stop when we had Ms. Ponce wanted to participate in the hearing today, so we have her on the line now, so we're going to continue with your hearing. So you're currently serving a life sentence for murder. You became parole eligible on September 26th of 08. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, if you were paroled to your next consecutive sentence, you would go to a 21-year sentence for sexual assault, and then after that, you have another consecutive sentence for another 21 years for armed robbery. Is that right?
I robbed nobody.
Okay, but you do have a charge of armed robbery, and you were convicted. You have a 21-year sentence for armed robbery.
Which place should I rob?
Well, sir, it's not a matter of which place. I'm just saying what you're currently incarcerated for, okay?
No, I don't want nobody, though.
Okay.
I'm just right.
All right. Well, I'm just going by the documentation that we have, sir. The documentation that we have says that you're serving a life sentence for first-degree murder, that you became parole eligible on September 26th of 08, and that if you were paroled to your next consecutive sentence, you would be paroled to a 21-year sentence for sexual assault. And then it says after that sentence, so you also have another sentence of 21 years for armed robbery, which is all related to this current offense that you're actually incarcerated for now, sir.
Okay, I'm going to argue you. That's what this is my sentence was, but yeah, I never go to court to prove myself innocent. I just stay here. I tried to investigate the case and find out what really happened, why I did that at the time. I don't know what's going on, so
okay.
Just reach out, I can't help you.
Okay. Well, Mr. Edwards says on your institutional progress report, sir, that you would contact, if you were released, that you would contact the VA regarding the assistance program to gain VA benefits and housing and employment. You said that you would seek psychiatric treatment upon reentry. You would seek part-time employment and apply for SSI. But there is no family or community support that I've seen in the file, sir. Did you have any family or community support? Social program that you participated in last year, sir. Did you get your DED? Because I do see DED education. Did you get your DED while you've been incarcerated?
No, I didn't go because I was out of class with you guys in the classroom, so I could go to school and try to get the GED.
Okay. I got college. Okay, so I see that you have received some discipline, and there are a minor disciplines, discipline and verbal, February 17, violation of department rules in April of 17, and then again April 18th of 17, possession of something, I don't know what it was, that was a major that you were found guilty of it. Then we had 17, a misuse of medic. Medication, so what do you have to say about that, sir? I do have some information, but why do you have these four violations in last year?
I just shoot it to bus from the Rocksford.
You was gonna take, well, how did you take the bus? The rock with the sock out on the yard to break rocks?
Oh, we got to shoot this, pictures on and stuff like that.
You draw pictures on rocks?
Well, yeah, I was going, but the guys went, they went right out there, right, so I didn't get a chance to go away.
So, if you got a rock in a sock, could that be used as a weapon?
No. Because I ain't going to hit nobody with no rock unless they're violent or something. Like, I just shoot to try to give
us
money. That's all.
All right. So, you've been before this board approximately 11 times you've been before this board, and each time you were denied parole at that time, is that right? Since 2008, when you became a parole, when you come before this board, and each time you come before this board, you were denied parole. Do you think that's
right? Well, they just told me, to come back to the board again.
Uh-huh.
But I was denied, they told me to come back to the board. Well, I said, okay, I'll come back.
A couple times I refused to come to the board. So I'm going to go over the incident, but a little bit of information about the incident when this incident actually occurred, okay? Well, this incident occurred in 1983, and it states that basically the victim's daughter came home and found her mother because she had been answering the phone and she entered her home. She found her mother who was 89 years old at the time. She was 89 years old at the time this incident occurred. Lying nude on her back with the lower part of her body bloody. She appeared to be there. They called the police and the fire department with contacts upon arrival. The investigators revealed that the victim had a several abrasions on her, abrasions on her head, the groin area, the crotch, and the branch on her area. The victim saw severe bleeding, and it had a permanent injury damage, and a standard brand screwdriver had a very sharp point ground on it, was found between the victim's legs of the mattress. Then it says that a receiver made out to you in the name of Danny L, which was found stuck to the victim's buttocks. Subsequently, sir, you was arrested and charged with that crime. At the time that you were arrested, you admitted to committing the crime, saying that you broke into the house through a kitchen window. You found the victim in the bed, and you ripped off her panties and had sexual intercourse with her in due time. And,
somebody else did all that. I was trying to tell that to house. I hit on the head or two or three times.
Did you have sex with her? Did you have sex with her?
Somebody else operated on how to do it after I left. Somebody else did all that to it, not me.
What did you do to it, sir?
Okay.
see if the board has any additional questions for you. And one other question I have. So I see that you have some program, but I didn't see any sex programs that you had while you've been incarcerated. Is there a reason why you haven't taken any sex classes?
No, I don't like going to sex classes.
You don't like going? You don't think that would help you out for the issue that
I'm when I was a teenager, they didn't ask me to go to sex classes. And I would turn my 20s on the streets and ask me to go to sex classes. Didn't nobody ever talk to me about no sex at all on the streets when I was a kid.
Wow. So all right, sir. I'm just saying if the board has any additional questions for you at this time. Mr. Quinones?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Edwards? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to be clear on this. Am I clear in understanding that you admit that you raped her and you're saying you didn't murder her or rob her? Is that right?
No,
just a follow-up question about your history. It looked like in your release plan that you wanted to seek VA benefits. Did you serve in the military?
Well, I worked part-time for
did you serve in the military or were you a civilian in the military?
Not once, Well, he went for the first time, and then he went to the refrigerator, got a glass of ice water, and came back and raped her again. You were asking him questions about what computer he had. Computer. With a screwdriver. She had a big screwdriver on top of the dresser, and he beat her with it. I'm the granddaughter that got to go in afterwards and clean up because she fought like crazy. And I'm the granddaughter that got to go in and clean up a bloody splatter all over that bedroom. I threw away the curtains. I pushed down the cross that was at the head of her bed full of blood. And I know I'm not trying to sound dramatic, I'm telling you the truth. The man is vicious. Vicious. And he has no right to be walking amongst anybody except fellow prisoners. And not even then, because I've looked up his record and he's not exactly an exemplary prisoner. So, I thank you. Do not grant his probation. Not even to go into the second offense. Or the third offense. Keep him in there, please, because he will do it again. After he was in custody, he told the police about the same thing that he had done to a lady back in the Midwest somewhere, like Ohio or something like that. And sure enough, they looked at us, and this lady had died the same way. I don't think he belongs anywhere but where he is. He's lucky he's been taken care of. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Ponce. You can stay on the line, Ms. Ponce. We're going, coming up on a conclusion of the hearing. You can stay on the line, and you can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board, and the board will make a determination while we're in discussion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Mr. Edwards, is there anything else you'd like to, anything else you'd like to say to the board? We've been through that, but the board's about to go into discussion, Mr. Edwards. While the board's in discussion, we'll make a decision whether a determination of what to do about your parole. But I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, Mr.
Well, you just shoot me a pistol for the rest of my life. I don't want to go ahead and shoot nowhere.
Okay. Well, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. And while we're in discussion,
I'm going to go back to the board.
Okay, so that's up to you as to what you want to do. So that is strictly, you have a right to come before this board, sir, but if you don't want to come, that's up to you. So if we are only going to hear you, you'll be certified to come back before this board again, sir. However, please just remain silent while the board is in discussion, okay? The board is now going into discussion on Mr. Edwards, and Mr. Edwards has just made a statement that he don't want to come back before this board. He just want to be in prison the rest of his life. However, I do want to say that this was a terrible and heinous crime that was committed. Mr. Edwards has four violations, three minors and one major that occurred last year. One of them involved him having a palm-sized rock that he had placed in a sock. He said that he wouldn't use that as a weapon. However, you know, it could be used as a weapon. I don't know what the purpose of him having that rock inside the sock, but he has had four violations over the last year that he's been involved in. Based on the information that I have here and based on the statements made by Mr. Elvis himself about him just running busy. Mr. Edwards, I need you to remain quiet for a minute, sir. I do not feel that Mr. Edwards I'm not supportive of passing Mr. Evans on to his next precinct. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll keep it simple. Just to add on to that, I'm not hearing much in the way of remorse from Mr. Edwards, and it is a very disturbing and heinous case. Thank you, sir.
There are no other comments coming from the remainder of the board members. I am going to make a motion to deny Mr. Edwards parole to his next effective sentence or an absolute discharge.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
This happened in 1983, so he's not eligible for a set-up. I am going to mark the reasons for denial. But it was a serious and violent offense, loss of human life. Instead of a serious and deadly offense, the victim was 89 years old. I'm also not trauma to the victim because of the victim's age and the age of the victim. And the reason I'm marking trauma to the victim is because according to the autopsy report, the victim died of just bled to death after being assaulted and left there by Mr. Edwards. Say that he did have a criminal history of assaulted behavior, but a prior criminal history because of allegation that he did admit to the officer that he had sexually assaulted other females that were substantiated. I'm going to also mark that he has poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions. And I'm also going to mark lack of programs. So he has no behavioral programs or sexual program that he's taken in there. He does have a poor release plan, no family or community support. Those will be my reasons for denial. Okay. Mr. Edwards,
yes.
So the board has voted to deny giving you parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. We do understand that you made the statement that you'd rather just spend the rest of your life in prison, and you don't want to come back before this board. However, so you will be certified eligible to come back before this board in about 6 months or in about 6 months, and you can make a decision at that time as to how you feel or whether you want to come back before this board. So I do want to thank you, Mr. Edwards, for taking the time.
And I don't want to come back to the board anymore, you know. It's, I want to get this notion. I don't want sitting in this chair, this tradition anymore. I won't come back to the board anymore, you know.
All right, well, sir, you'll be certified eligible. By right, you have a right to be certified eligible to come before this board, sir. And when you're certified eligible to come back before this board,
I just appreciate it. I don't come back to the board. I don't want to come back to the board. I'll talk to you anymore.
Okay, Mr. Edwards.
Sure.
Mr. Edwards, when you're certified eligible, we can't counsel it, sir. You'll be certified eligible to come before the board. And at that time, you can make a decision whether you want to appear before the board or you don't want to appear before the board. That is going to be... Well, that's going to be your decision. That'll be your decision. Mr. Edwards, that'll be your decision when you have the opportunity when you're certified to come back before this board again, okay? You can make that charge. I thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before the board, Mr. Edwards. That's going to be
a really hard final to be the line about how they got beat or something in here.
All right, well, Mr. Edwards, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.